Man Marv's Notebook for August 7th on Days of Podcasting 2020. So I just had a meeting today that was using just a telephone, a plain old teleconference, as opposed to a Zoom meeting because it's a government meeting and they weren't allowed to use Zoom and they couldn't get their Microsoft Teams to work. So fall back to ordinary teleconference, and this was relatively large, call it more than a dozen people, and it's kind of highlighted the difference now between the old telecon versus what's become the new normal of a video conference. It wasn't as big of a mess as some other ones I've been in. Like last week we had another teleconference just because, I don't know, maybe they don't know how to use Zoom or GoToMeeting or any of the newer technology. But the worst case on when you have a large teleconference where everybody's talking over each other, nobody knows how to use the mute button, and everybody just talks out of turn. Boy, was that that meeting last week was a mess. This week, or today's meeting, was pretty manageable. Everybody at least got out of each other's way to let people speak. But man, I am so done with teleconferences from now on if I have a say in it. If you can't see who's trying to speak, it's just not worth trying to have a phone call, in my opinion now. And it's not something I would have really been bothered with, you know, earlier this year. But now it's gotten to the point where it's, I don't know if it's inexcusable, but there's so many free options out there, and cheap options if you don't want to use the free ones, that everybody should be able to do video teleconference, and I think it should be more mandatory now, and really think everybody should just dump plain old telephone systems from now on if possible. I mean, there'll always be that need for landline because, you know, emergencies, they got their own power system, but man, the convenience of video, I think it's reached that tipping point where it outweighs all of the convenience that the traditional voice line had before. And it didn't take until a worldwide pandemic to make that more or less apparent and become, I don't think it's fair to call it a real necessity now in the business world, where face-to-face is pretty much out of the window, maybe even going forward after COVID. So if that's the case, then who needs a telephone anymore, right? I mean, well, most of the time I get communications by chat nowadays. Anyway, something to think about. That's just been on my mind today. So I'll talk to you again tomorrow.